Welcome to today's AvWeb Audio for Monday, November 20th, 2006. Brought to you by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb. The FAA has an uphill battle to convince its masters that a user fee-based system is the best way to tackle the funding challenges of the next decade, according to a report from the Department of Transportation's Office of Inspector General. And even if the agency can make a case for user fees, which because they are not taxes don't require congressional oversight, the OIG says that should not mean unfettered access to the big pot of cash. We believe that any proposal to give FAA more flexibility and additional funds needs to be accompanied by strong oversight mechanisms to ensure funds are spent efficiently, says the report, which is entitled DOT's Top Management Challenges. Notwithstanding its cautious stance, however, the OIG seems to think that user fees offer the best hope of creating the sort of funding base that offers adequate investment for new technology while creating incentives for users to make more efficient use of the system. However, given the rancorous debate over the user fee issue and the FAA's checkered past in financial management, the OIG suggests the agency has a fight on its hands to convince Congress to give it the enormous powers such a change would provide. Although no one seems to dispute the FAA's need to hire 11,000 new air traffic controllers over the next 10 years to cover the retirement bulge that has already begun, the OIG would like the FAA to figure out exactly where the new recruits should be deployed and just how much this hiring push is costing. The original hiring plan, released in 2004, did not define those issues, and while the agency is working on a location-by-location assessment of staffing requirements, it's still ignoring the cost issues, the DOT Inspector General said. In fairness, the agency was missing some key financial information on the cost projections because until earlier this year, when it imposed a contract on air traffic controllers, it didn't know what salary and benefit costs for new hires would be. Now those costs have been established and the OIG wants to see real numbers. While much of the limelight has been on controller issues, the OIG is also reminding the FAA that a shortage of safety inspectors is looming. According to the DOT Inspector General, the FAA needs to spend up to $100 million and fast to make sure the lights, computers, and consoles stay on at its most important air traffic control facilities. The OIG was responding to a request from Senator Barbara Boxer, Democrat of California, to investigate a power failure at Los Angeles Center, as well as repeated failures of the ILS and the intentional disabling of the airport movement area safety system at LAX. In his letter to Boxer, DOT Inspector General Calvin L. Scovel III said the power problems at Los Angeles Center could be repeated at other major ATC facilities, and the FAA needs to fix the problem sooner rather than later. Some high-profile organizations have issued statements condemning the so-called criminalization of aircraft accidents and are calling on the world's aviation authorities to pull the focus of accident investigations back to the cause rather than blame. The protracted confinement and threat of criminal charges against two American pilots over the collision between their Legacy 600 business jet and a Gol Airlines Boeing 737 in Brazil has prompted the International Federation of Airline Pilots Associations and a multinational group of aviation industry organizations from the U.S. and Europe to call on governments to leave criminal proceedings out of accident investigations unless there is evidence of extremely egregious behavior such as flying drunk or sabotage. The Brazilian airliner crashed, killing 154 aboard. The groups agree that the threat of prosecution stifles the free flow of information that not only helps establish cause, but also could help prevent future accidents. A Tallahassee firm hopes to become the city airport's second FBO, but as always, there seems to be a few wrinkles to iron out. Eagle Aircraft Group has applied to open fueling and maintenance facilities to compete with Flightline Group, which has operated Tallahassee Regional Airport's only FBO for decades. However, it appears that before Eagle Aircraft can open its doors, it will need concessions from the company it intends to compete with. Both companies have their eyes on an old FedEx hangar, and it will be up to the council to decide how the property is used. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin explaining the hazards posed to aircraft operation with automotive fuels that contain alcohol. EAA and other aviation groups have been warning about the increased use of ethanol in fuels. The alcohol is a substitute for chemical oxygenates, MTBE and ETBE, that have been linked to environmental concerns. But while the ethanol may be safer for the environment, it's toxic to airplane engines. And the FAA says that if you can't find alcohol-free MoGas for your STC'd aircraft engine, you'll have to switch back to 100 low-lead. Well, that's about it for today's audiocast. For more in-depth coverage on these stories, always log on to our website, avweb.com. If you would like to catch up on the progress of T-Lert aerodiesel conversions in the U.S., be sure to download or listen online to our special extra bonus audiocast in concert with our sister publication, Aviation Consumer Magazine, where the magazine's editor, Paul Bertarelli, interviews Frank T-Lert. This report was brought to you by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Look for our next audiocast on Friday, November 24th. I'm Mike Blakeney, reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.